Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. I'm back with Stephanie Sills, and we are talking today about the blame factor, blaming others. And are you seeing yourself in the blame? You know, a lot of people want to blame other situations, other people for their own problems. I've done it. You've done it, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done this all in our past before. And why do we do it? Are we a mirror for them or are they a mirror for us? What do you think?
We're a mirror for each other, for sure.
Okay, so if we're a mirror for each other, and we're realizing what we're doing, how's there a way for us to stop it?
Recognizing it. If you're blaming someone or irritated by someone's actions or what they're saying because it lies in you.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. So here's the thing is as we are blaming others for what we do, we take away their, we're giving our power away and we're taking some of their power.
And the lesson.
Mm-hmm. And once we realize that what we've done, what do you do then?
After you've blamed?
Yeah.
Apologize?
Yeah, no kidding.
And go, I understand where you're coming from because it lies within myself.
Right.
And thank you
mm-hmm.
for bringing this to my light.
And once the lesson is done, it's called an experience.
Yes.
Because with an experience, that is done. It's all over with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep going back and saying, I learned this lesson at this time, or I learned this lesson at that time, mm-hmm. you're bringing that lesson back. I don't want to keep bringing the lessons back.
I don't want to keep relearning
the
lesson over and over.
No.
But I mean, what you don't recognize, you're going to learn this lesson over and over.
Right. So what I say is I experienced this in my life.
Exactly.
And that's something that's really important. You know, blaming somebody else is really easy than looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, I need to change this about me, or I need to change that about me. I need to figure out why am I saying the things I'm saying. And when you get to that point where you finally realize I'm the one doing this, mm-hmm. it's my decisions, you take responsibility for your behavior, the outcome of it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no more karma, so you can't say it's a karmic effect because there is no more. It's been gone since 2012.
Right.
So, you know, all this stuff. And so when you go into it and you really look at what we're doing
mm-hmm.
and you say, I made this mistake. I did it.
Right.
So when you accept that and you take that thought down into the heart center, what does it do? It blooms out into this beautiful flame out of you.
Right.
Because you're able to take that feeling and it transmutes into love, even in your heart center.
And then you recognize it in other people that they're blaming.
I have a question, but is mm-hmm. it our place to recognize it in other people?
Well, I don't think that you're going to be able to help to recognize it. It doesn't mean you have to say anything about it.
Correct.
Because that's their lesson. You
know, right.
you've learned this. And I think a lot of people, when they're doing the blaming, they don't hear the words in between.
Right. So as we go on and keep going on with it, then we just keep saying, okay.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people when they are blaming others for the experience that they're having, I hear a lot of I, and me, which mm-hmm. I believe those people aren't hearing the I in what you are responsible for. And then you got the all the me's of how you want this to change for you when you're the changer.
Right. That's so true. So if we change it and we change the situation around, what is the easiest way for us to change it around?
I try personally from experience is recognizing my part.
Very good.
My part in the situation, my words, and I choose my words wisely now, you mm-hmm. know, and you know, nothing wrong with blaming myself.
No.
You know, that doesn't make you less of a person. It's just an experience.
Right. And it's taking accountability for your behavior.
Yes. Yes.
And as you take account of your behavior, you grow more and more
exactly.
and more.
Exactly.
And that's the whole really important things that we do is that we sit there and we understand where we've been and how we're growing.
Yes.
So as things are evolving in you mm-hmm. and in everyone right now, mm-hmm. they're evolving in different ways.
Right.
And so sometimes I hear the same thing over and over again, but then I have to listen to it because I go, wait a minute, I'm listening to that again. I want to listen to that again. Mm-hmm. And another teacher may be talking about it on a different show
right.
or some on TTR. I'll listen to some of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, oh, I had to remember that. I forgot about that
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bring in the different triggers that we need to have
right.
brought back into us.
Right.
And so if things need to be triggered. And so if we sit there and listen to every scandal, you don't catch me watching the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've ever really watched the news is when I hear, turn on TV. I'll go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it pops right up.
Right.
And I'm going, all right, I'm turning it on. And there is the garbage I don't want to hear. But there's a purpose to hearing that stuff that I have to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not blaming no one. That was guidance led.
Right.
From the guidance realm.
Right. Right.
So the one really important thing is when you're working with people and you see something that maybe one of your students might be doing wrong, first of all, don't blame them.
Mm-mm.
Second of all, make sure it's not your
right.
ego involved.
Exactly.
And like I said,
mm-hmm.
send it out to the Bay or Lake Washington or wherever. I mean, you
right.
know, that, or Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Somewhere, you know, where they can
mm-hmm.
have a nice rest for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When the ego rests,
mm-hmm.
you ask it to, you know, leave for now, it gives you clarity.
Right.
You know, clears the mind to hear what you need or to hear your thoughts and hear your answers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true. And so they need to hear the thoughts and the answers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get them, you know, you've got that clarity that you need
mm-hmm.
for everything we're doing. So I'm looking at a rose quartz that's sitting in a charger I made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a grid. And I'm looking at that round rose quartz. Why did I need that round rose quartz, you think? I was going, why do I need it? Why did I need this little round, little, like the size of a marble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or bigger than marble, but, you know, a marble size, let's
mm-hmm.
just say. And I'm going, oh, everything is pointed up around it, but yet all of the rest of it needs to be rounded because we're all in a circular motion.
Hmm.
If the world is
right.
running circular constantly,
mm-hmm.
right? As above, so below, all around, you know,
mm-hmm.
as within, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if everything is around us and running circular around us,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're in this holographic world
right
now, why things are changing and going to go through the great shift that we'll go through eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we're doing that, it's going to change things to the point where it's better for us.
Right.
And it eases things. So when I went through the last transformation I had to go through, it calmed me down so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happier now than I've ever been, even as a child.
Yeah.
And
I know you laugh more.
Oh, I can't stop.
And at yourself.
And at myself is very true.
That.
And the listeners could see what I'm wearing right now and what I look like. They would go, I'd be laughing too. You know, we have to have fun.
Right.
And even though we're in this, you know, new dynamics and paradigm, you know, it's like, look at the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at your journey as work. Don't look at it as drudgery.
Right.
You know, because when you say, oh, this is my mission or this is my job,
mm-hmm.
This is my journey as drudgery, you know, look at it as a life path. Because I noticed when I started looking at it as a life path, things got easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I may have to go over the hills and mountains like we talked about before, but you know what? We don't have to keep make it so hard on us.
Right. So when what's the best way to recognize if you are blaming somebody?
If you're critical about something that someone else is doing,
mm-hmm.
that's blame.
That is the time, like, okay, if I'm complaining about this person, this is the time to stop, reflect. Is this me because it lies in with me? Are they helping me? Am I helping them?
Or is it something you remembered you went through
right.
that you really don't want to remember?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but
sometimes I don't want to remember I acted like a brat when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember, you know, like when my cat passed away.
Right.
And what that felt like. And I don't want to remember over and over exactly at that point when I lost my cat.
Right.
You know, that feeling, you know, even at the time, I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was still the experience. And I think the experience that you have helped other people through theirs, for sure. But, I mean, that's kind of like off topic of the blame game, the mirror.
Right.
The mirror effect. I think one of the hardest things is to stop in your tracks and just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the whole picture of, you know, blaming others. Why,
right.
You know, you're right. Why are you blaming?
So the one thing I say is, and I haven't said this around you, but as we put our thoughts in our heart.
Right.
That blame goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it transmutes into love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually bring messages even from your soul, even deeper, I'm not going to explain how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
That would be for another show, but
right.
as you feel this, you feel such immense love and understanding and compassion.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's your son, my son, or your daughter's, or your
mm-hmm.
son.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's a friend that made a mistake. What
right.
matters is what you do with that information yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a right to correct them? Do we have a right to say something to them? You know, those are things that we're going to talk about later,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're coming up to a break here pretty soon, but we got a minute left. But I want to sit there and talk right now about one thing. When we blame others, we're judging them. We're being critical.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that right.
Well, if you're still blaming each other, if you're still blaming people,
mm-hmm.
then you know right there is the work needs to be within
Correct.
Yourself.
Right. But I just really want to put that out there, that we do not have a right to judge or blame other people. We did some shifting on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's kind of a new breed that's out here now, right?
Okay.
So the pictures had to change. It had nothing to do with what it was before,
mm-hmm.
but I evolved.
Right.
So.
Yes, nice.
You know, and it's done absolutely beautiful. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about the blame factor and why it's so important we don't do that. Back in just a minute, more on Self and Silver Guy Radio.
To keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. So let's talk about, are you seeing you? There's a reason I did these words a certain way.
Okay.
You know, I can't use, I can use my husband and I can use my son. I have permission for that. My son is over 18 and my husband's definitely over 18. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but sometimes my husband does things and I'm going, and I look at it and I go, why is he doing that? Blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking in my head, right? I got these thoughts going in my head. And I shift it down in my heart and I'm going, oh, yeah. I remember going through those transformations and acting like that.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going through his own transformation right now to evolve. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, did you feel emotional? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you were unworthy? Yes. Did you feel like you couldn't do nothing right, even with your work that you do? Yes. Yeah. Were you insecure about your work? Yes. And did you eat too much? No, I did the Frappuccinos. Okay. So, you know, and everybody knows about the Frappuccino thing. Well, my husband's eating a lot. He's going, I don't like this.
So your husband had all these going through all this. So he's asking me,
did you feel this way? Right. So my husband's been going through all of this. And then he goes, did you eat all the time? No, I did, honey. I did the Frappuccinos instead, you know. And I said, but he's eating healthy stuff, but he just is hungry all the time. Mm-hmm. And some people use that to get through things, right? Mm-hmm. So my husband didn't blame me and was upset that I had gained some weight, right?
Right.
But he, at the end, we both understood why. Mm-hmm. And so now, as the energy goes up, I got my mom's dog out there barking. Isn't that great?
And that's Moxel.
Yeah, Moxel. I don't know what he's barking at, but, you know, I told you. It's just right outside the room here. Anyway, so he could be barking at my cat. All I know, he's quiet now, so maybe he got the milk. I guess he didn't get the message. Anyway, so am I going to blame him for barking out there? No. I don't know what he's hearing. He could be hearing that little mouse in my laundry room. I don't know. So that, but that's his job to let you know when things are around, right?
Right.
Okay, so, but back to what I was saying. With my husband, he's going through the same things I went through.
Right.
He's emotional, but not cry an emotional like I am, right? Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, men don't think they can cry. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. So then he's also going through the eating patterns mm-hmm. where I would just jump in my car and get a Frappuccino. And now I know I can't drink anymore, thanks to you. But, you know, because what it does to my body is not healthy and good. I'll just say it that way. I don't want to say it any different way. But so he has his lunch. He goes to work and then comes home. And he's just ravenous.
Right.
Very ravenous. Mm-hmm. He'll have a dinner plate and then he wants a little bit more. And then he'll wait a few hours and want more. Mm-hmm. You know, and finally he gets to go get up and drink some water and go to bed. Mm-hmm. But this is what happens during transformation. Okay. So I'm not going to blame him. Because he didn't do this, mm-hmm. but I'm just using for an example. You have a big package of string cheese, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he ate the whole package of string cheese, which he didn't do. Okay.
Did he blame you for getting them?
No, he bought them.
Oh, okay.
So, but you know, I'll just go eat our package of them, mm-hmm. right? He usually only takes one in his lunch with him, right?
Right.
And, you know, and. He's got a thing about dairy right now, and I have to honor and respect that in him. Does he honor and respect what I was going through? Mm-hmm. And now he's going, wow, you're starting to lose some of that weight. I wish I could. I said, you will after you go through your transformation.
Right.
But it's taken me 4 years to start losing right. this weight, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit, but, you know, a little bit is a little bit. It's mm-hmm. compliment. You know, you compliment yourself for that and honor yourself that you did that. But as we're... So that's why I want to get that out, because don't blame people because what they're going through. Mm-hmm. You don't know what kind of transformation they're going through.
You don't really. Most people don't know other people's stories.
No.
To even start to blame. They just do it like read the cover before the book or what is that?
That's why I tell people.
Don't judge the book by its cover.
Right. So I tell people till you get 3/4 of the way through the book, mm-hmm. don't judge a person.
Exactly.
Don't judge nothing, not even the book.
I don't judge anybody.
Right.
You know, I want to know everybody's story. You know, what led this person to where they're at now? You know, and why do we look at them differently? Well, once you start realizing how we were brought up to look at, you know, certain people and what they do. And when I let go of judgment mm-hmm. and blaming, you know, them for being in their own situation, who am I to even have an opinion about that?
Right.
Because I could be there too. You know, I am lucky that I am not, but the, you know, those are their experiences. But blame is a horrible, horrible thing, especially when we blame ourselves for stuff that we take on from other people.
Very true. Very true. I know there's times as a healer mm-hmm. that and a teacher, I couldn't get through or I couldn't heal something mm-hmm. and I would blame myself. Mm-hmm. And it was the most awful feeling because I had this thing in me where I had to heal the whole world. And we right. know that's gone now.
Right.
But that took a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So I was like probably 55 mm-hmm. right in there
yeah.
where I was not thinking I had to heal the whole world. And yeah. so some of it, the residue of it finally just left
right.
with this new transformation I went through. But here's the thing is I can't heal the whole world. You can't heal the whole world. Mm-hmm. We can only do what we can.
Right.
And I've been talking to some people lately and they've been calling me and why can't this happen or why can't that happen? And can I mm-hmm. get something for protection or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some things are just human nature.
Right.
We're humans right now. We're
right.
in this body. Mm-hmm. And some things are not.
Right.
And so you have to decide which is, are you going to blame it or are you going to help solve the problem?
Right.
Right. And personally, I'd rather help solve the problem.
Oh, I'd rather get right to the problem than with all the blaming that got me to the problem in the first place.
There you go.
And get,
there you go.
You know, because you could sit there and blame, you know, have an argument with somebody back and forth. Solved.
Right.
Because you're sitting there blaming each other until you go, okay, get to the problem as quickly as possible and love each other as doing it. Mm-hmm. But that's a really hard thing. You know, that takes practice.
It does.
It takes a lot of practice.
So, but the other thing is when I was just thinking about what you're saying this mm-hmm. minute is the lower vibrations love to see us blame each other. They yes, love they to see us argue. They love to see repeat. All this stuff and repeat yes. it over and over and over mm-hmm. again. So if you say, I'm not going to give to the lower vibration,
right,
whether it be your husband or loved one or whatever, mm-hmm. I just want to say that because I'm not comfortable saying anything else. Mm-hmm. Give into that vibration. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. They feed off of it.
Right.
And I really don't like having to. So let me just put it this way. You know I'm a planetary worker. You know what I'm going to do. You've seen what I do. And I will pick that big, I call them the big, bad, and uglies.
Right.
Because I will not give them an affirmation of who they are.
Right.
Whichever they're from. Right. It's their lower vibrations. They need to not be around me.
Right.
And I'm, removed. We have good attachments, bad attachments in our bodies and stuff. And when I remove a lower vibrational energy that's in somebody's body and I hand that off to whichever guide is there to take them, right? Mm-hmm. I'm doing it with love.
Right.
But then you have the stubborn ones where I have to pull it out and then throw it back where it needs transmute it in love and throw it up into that ball and throw it up in there and get it out of there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're not very nice. But when I've done that, I've gotten sicker than a dog for me.
Right. You've seen it. Yeah.
And it's like, wow, okay, I should have done this a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I'm learning to hold things differently now since my transformation. Mm-hmm. And with you, you're holding things differently with your transformation.
For sure.
We had to go through the dark night of the soul to get to this point on the fifth dimension we're on.
Right, right.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you got to do this if you're on the fifth, or you got to do this, But what's happening right now is we are clearing the deepest core issues.
Right.
And one of mine was, I'm not good enough.
Right.
And I finally realized when I was talking to somebody today, you know what? That's my deepest core issue. Can I do the job I'm being asked to do right now that I have not been let out? I let out that I am the conduit healer for Mother Mary, Master Jesus.
Right.
That I got out.
Right.
But I got something that came to me, and I have chills right now even, that is such a responsibility that, am I good enough? And why'd they pick me?
Maybe you just forgotten?
Of course. This was all before I was even born on this planet. I agreed to do this job, and it's not even a job. It's honor to do this.
For sure.
To do what I'm going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And it will help enhance the healings that I am doing and healing massive amount of people. Mm-hmm. That this is going to help heal them.
Good.
And they can release all that.
Thank you.
And I'm so stringent about it. And you know how I'm about teaching, that I'm teaching it this way for a reason because I've been through it.
Right.
And when you don't listen to that, I get a little frustrated, and I don't mean to, but it's like, I've been there.
Right.
I know what it's like.
Right.
When Mother Mary came to me and asked me if I'd be her voice and learn a new healing technique, I had no idea what I would be experiencing.
Right.
And when I realized it and I did the first event with it, did I realize what I took on?
Right.
That's when I really realized what I took on. Uh-huh. And having the session with Master Guy Curiel, Kyle Fritz Erwin, like I said before, he's the exclusive medium for him. When he told me where this was all coming from and how come, it was such an honor, but a great responsibility.
Right.
And I thought, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it. I've listened to the tape probably 20 times to see if I can do this. And I went, okay, I can do this. I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing because of a little bit of fear. That fear is my ego, and the ego can go and take a hot bath in my bathtub with some candles and relax for a while because I'm not going to give it up. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're back with myself and Stephanie and Silver Gaia Radio.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So here we are. Stephanie, you had a good statement. You just said.
Why do people blame?
It's easier than to accept the responsibility of their own selves.
And how do you get people to see that?
I know.
To see that it's coming from themselves. I mean, there's synchronicities up to a certain situation. Mm-hmm. Well, most of all situations is synchronicity. How you got there, you know, stop, think. Okay. How you got there, what it led you to say,
right?
Is this a lesson for you to learn in the blaming, to not blame?
Mm-hmm.
So to blame or not to blame?
Right.
You know, and you know, so people are blaming because they're not taking their own responsibility.
Yes, yeah, your own question.
Yeah. Well, most people do when they talk and blame.
Right. So I'm going to use something for example.
Good.
That big crystal behind the...
Amethyst?
Amethyst behind mm-hmm. you, right? I was at another place where I had my office, right? Mm-hmm. And I had this feeling it needs to lay down. So I told my husband, lay that crystal down because it was a flat piece of amethyst, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing piece. And when I go live, people will be able to see it, okay? Mm-hmm. So anyway, here's the thing is... I told my husband to lay that down. And so me taking initiative, because we were so busy moving the office stuff right in there, right?
Right.
A cat came down the hallway and pulled it over and broke off a piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Oliver, we all loved Oliver. I mean, you can't get mad at it, right? Cat did it.
Right.
We had this feeling it needed to be laid down. I didn't go do it. My husband thought it was going to be okay. And the first thing I did is I told you to lay that thing down. I had this feeling. And I went, wait a minute. What are you doing? You're blaming him when you already had the feeling to lay it down. Mm-hmm. You could have walked 3 feet, laid it down. This would have never happened. Mm-hmm. Right. Even though he kept saying it was going to be okay.
Right.
But I should have went with my intuition.
You could have fixed it yourself without.
Right. But the intuition, I already knew it was going to happen.
Right.
I had that feeling.
Right.
You don't have to be a psychic to know but, something's not right, you know, or intuitive or whatever. You just mm-hmm. have your normal feelings, but we're all born intuitive. We're right. born with all the abilities okay. that we have.
Yes.
From hearing, seeing, and, you mm-hmm. know, just everything, you know, precognition, everything. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is I went and blamed him, and he goes, why blame me? I said, because I told you to put it down, and the cat tipped it up. Maybe the cat did it, not me. I said, okay, so now you're blaming the cat. Yeah, you know, and so we were kind of laughing and stuff, and we're going, wait a minute, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Blame factor.
Right. He and didn't want to feel bad.
No.
That it got broken.
So I felt, and it was just a little tiny piece.
You didn't want to feel bad that it got broken, but right. you blamed him
uh-huh.
for not following what you have asked.
And I had a feeling.
When you're the one that got the message to lay it down in the first place.
Right. Absolutely right.
It wouldn't have happened.
It would not have happened. And the whole thing is that if I would have taken the steps to correct the situation from the very beginning, mm-hmm. there never would have been a blame to another. Mm-hmm. Their blame factor would have never happened, mm-hmm. and I would not be seeing what I saw.
You got a quick lesson.
Yeah, and it was great. Right.
Yeah.
It was great. So I took some Gorilla Glue, and I glued the little piece on that came on there, but it wouldn't stay. So I put it in my jar right here. It's sitting right here that I have on my computer, right? Mm-hmm. And I just went, okay, that's
so
how it's supposed to be.
If you know that you asked him
uh-huh.
and it didn't go right, it mm-hmm. broke, you recognize that you're after you blamed him.
Right.
But to me, I see that if it was you in the first place, there is nothing to be said.
Correct.
That way, he doesn't feel bad, and the cat doesn't feel bad. You know.
I wasn't even mad at the cat. I was.
Yeah, I mean, the whole situation would have been taken care of itself because you recognized you stopped. I mean, if you recognized before, there would have been no blame other than blaming yourself.
Right.
Which doesn't need no words.
Right. So, I have come up, I get messages sometimes 10, 15 years in advance mm-hmm. on what's going to be happening, right?
Right.
Okay. So then instead of saying something like I should have, mm-hmm. that this is coming up and we need to talk about this because it's going to come up in a certain time.
Right.
I didn't. And then it happened.
Right.
And it was like, okay, who can I blame for that? Nobody but myself.
Right. Yeah.
So as a planetary worker. Mm-hmm. And so I moved from one state to Washington now, right?
Right.
So the one thing that I did in the beginning was I went and put heaven and earth portals in the mountains. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
We did that.
Yes.
And so we got like a few minutes left here. So we get to talk about this. So putting those heaven and earth portals in, mm-hmm. do you know what we did? Do you have any idea? So when we did the salsa ceremony,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was told that we needed to go do it in Auburn, right?
Right.
Didn't know anything about that. We were by the Green River, anything like that. Remember?
Right.
Okay. So what we ended up doing was, guess what? Anchoring the Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Blessing the fairies.
Right.
I remember I kept saying we got to put that water in front of us.
Right.
And step on it.
Right.
Right. So my hands going out like there's water going out. Mm-hmm. And we ended up setting the energy for the new earth that day.
Wow.
I had no idea that that's what was going to be mm-hmm. so important and for the Christ consciousness to come. Where Gaia and Goddess and the God creator force works together as one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, like they used to do before the Great Divide happened. And so mm-hmm. they still always work together. Just people forgot.
Right.
You know, it's like, I would say that they dug an inch underground to a foot and just forgot that the energy was mm-hmm. always here.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's home to me.
Right.
So when I talk in the ancient ways, like people would say third eye, I said, no, it's your mind's eye.
Right.
You know, they'll talk about the fourth. Nope, that's where your eighth chakra is. That's your eye for the universe,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the old ways, and that's what we're here for now.
Right.
I don't want to do the blame game on anything any longer. And I think people have to understand that if we do not blame others, we don't blame ourselves either.
Right. Right.
What do you think of that?
Well, I believe that, you know, when you stop blaming others and you see yourself, you have the ability to live in the more pure light of love.
Right.
And the judgmental part starts to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And you see out of the love.
Mm-hmm.
So stop blaming.
Right.
Start taking care of yourself.
Okay, that's so true. So now the next thing I want to talk about mm-hmm. is, so if you're done blaming everybody,
mm-hmm.
then what do you do then? That's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, what do I do then? If I'm done blaming everybody, what am I to do then? Mm-hmm. Take responsibility for my own actions and just start living.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing.
Well, it makes it easier.
Am I getting the material out early enough so other people can't catch what I'm trying to say?
Right.
It doesn't matter if somebody gets something first and what I get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing is, I bring the material out, this is done, and, you know, we do what we have to do.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, don't blame if it ain't going to fix.
No, sure. don't fix something that's not broken either.
Right? Right.
I mean,
we're more broken than the person you're talking to. You know? Fix that first.
Right. And that's the whole thing, is you need to work on yourself before you can work on others. Yeah. You can give everybody the best advice. You can be the best broadcaster. You can be the best healer, teacher, whatever. But if you do not work on yourselves, you're really not that best teacher, healer, reader, or broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. And once you release the blame game
mm-hmm.
and realize it's a mirror, a lesson, life gets easier. It's brighter. You know, we're not here to blame each other. We got enough stuff to work on ourselves.
So I'm glad you said that, because I was going to talk about that later. But you know what? Let's talk about it now. If we're not here to blame each other and we have enough stuff to work on ourselves with,
mm-hmm.
what are you supposed to be doing then? There's a reason I'm asking it this way.
Mm-hmm. Healing, learning, remembering.
So releasing the core issues, healing.
Right. Let go of the old. So the new can come in.
Right.
Or you're just going to keep doing it over and over.
And that's what we don't want to do. So here's the thing is quit. Heal those core issues you have to heal inside yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Once you heal those, heal those core issues. This is just a day of coughing. I don't know what's wrong with us today. This is awful.
I'm good.
Okay. So if we release those core issues,
right,
and there's no reason to look back.
Nope.
Now, I have had the luxury and the honor to be taken to the heart of creation and come back.
Wow.
That cleared up everything for me.
Right.
So you're clearing everything. I don't need to mm-hmm. look at the Akashic records. I don't need mm-hmm. to look at nothing. Everything was cleared for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could begin this new life path for me. Mm-hmm. And some other people had that experience during our event.
Right.
And, you know, I was just like going, whoa, we're traveling. Let's go. Okay.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and I didn't know where I was taking them, but they just said, I follow the guidance realm and believe in them very much.
Right.
And so as, and a couple people were trying to say, I don't know nothing about this. And they were healers. And I start laughing, right? I said, mm-hmm. you guys are healers. You're a healer. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right.
You know, well, we wanted to see how real you were. Okay, fine. Did you test me?
Right.
You test me. Now can I do my work, please?
Right.
So I just have to laugh because, you know, there's been times I've done the same thing. I don't tell them about me.
Right.
And they're like, you're a healer. You're a teacher.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going, yes, I am. And, you know, so, but the other thing is, I've had people read me without permission. And I got really mad one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were with me when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then I start thinking back, why did that person feel like he needed to read me? Oh, maybe there was a message from the starseed system because he worked with the starseeds.
Okay.
So guess what? There was a message in that.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to look at why I was given the message. And yes, I needed to have a little bit more happiness in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Starseed System, I'm not going to say which one,
right.
Was trying to contact me mm-hmm. to make me pay attention to the agreement I had made mm-hmm. to do the planetary work.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because they're off planet right now doing their own little thing somewhere else right now mm-hmm. for a while. Mm-hmm. And so that was one thing that I had to do. And so it was like, okay.
Wait, can I ask something? What is the best way to apologize once you realize that you have blamed? You're doing the blaming. How do you apologize to that person, even if that person doesn't even live on planet anymore? How do you get rid of
the guilt?
The guilt of, you know, what is the best way, do you think?
With me, I have said, I am just sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Please forgive me.
Right.
I love you. And to yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And
you know, one thing I had to say was like, to my mom, and she's no longer on planet, right. I'm sorry that I didn't, you know, take better care of you. And I found out I did.
You did.
I know, but yeah. I felt that way.
Right, I understand.
But we need to take a quick break. We're back more with us in just a few minutes. Silver Guy Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Stephanie, what we need to do is thank everyone for the lessons they have taught us.
Yes, even the hardest ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Because even out of the hardest lessons come the most amazing experience.
Right. So if we thank them and we learn that lesson, then there is not much we have left to do.
And you just grow. Yeah. And understanding, you know, that people have it harder than you and have done stuff that you would never, ever do. But to at least acknowledge them and thank them that you don't have to go through the experience because of their experience.
Right. I don't want to experience anybody else's situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to experience mine. I've had people say, I want to be like you. No, you do not. No, you don't want to go through everything I had to go through to get here today.
Exactly.
And I don't want to go through your stuff because I don't want to have to go through what you've been through to get here today.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not saying today on the air. I'm just saying in today's world, right? Mm-hmm. We've all had to go through things. You know, when we know some of our past lives and we know the energies we brought forward and how important they are to our existence right now and how we're here to help people with those energies.
And not everybody's going to recognize that they play the blame game. You know, you will as you are waking up to your spiritual, but you know, the person that maybe be talking to doesn't understand the blame game.
Right.
And, you know, and letting them know, you know, by your mind, through your heart, or your words, that you understand and send them love.
So that's why I was bringing up the powerful energies we bring forward is because they don't blame.
Right, exactly.
They don't. Right. Once they're interweaved in you and you agree to who you're, why you're here.
Yes.
And you're not going to remember coming in that you agreed to all this.
Right. Right.
So the thing is when you let go and you say, okay, I quit, you know, I quit blaming people.
Yeah.
Then that's going to start letting those energies come forward and work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could start out slow, but then it builds because we forgot how to use that power.
Right.
Of learning to bring it back and using it over and over and over.
Right. Right. So I tell people, before you blame somebody, look at the situation from your heart center. Look at what you're doing. Look what you can say and how you can change that whole blame factor.
Yeah.
Because the blame factor is so easy to use than taking responsibility for your own behavior and your actions. Like my mom's cat, she likes... I have a baby gate in front of my office door. She likes to just stay in my office so dogs don't bother her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's down here sleeping right now. And she's not bothered at all. You know, she's just doing her thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she walks around and sniffs the crystals and looks at them. She doesn't hurt nothing, you know? And that's her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dogs, they have their lives. And then we have our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... You know, you have to be appreciative for everyone that comes in your life, whether they are negative or positive. And, you know, I just know that today is a day to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, wake up and say, I am beautiful. I am positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not blaming no one for nothing. It's my choices I make.
Right.
And that's what I want to leave everybody with today. And a thank you is correct. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on, listening to us today, and I will see you all next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.